Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say, go home. Is that right?
That's right. Go home.
Go home.
Sorry. I've gone home already.
Right. Today we have Jesse, the singer and songwriter from Transition. Hi, Jesse. 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
Is time to go home yet?
You're still working. You're still the studio.
Okay, so let's learn how to say it first. 回家.
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 回 is to return. 回, second tone.
回.
回, the sound, we go up. 回.
回.
家.
家.
家 means home. 家.
家.
First tone. The character for 家 is very interesting. It's a pig. Underneath the roof.
A pig underneath the roof?
Yes, because in ancient China, people raised pigs at home.
Why was that?
I guess that was just the sake of convenience, or that was just a very simple lifestyle people had in ancient time.
Do they still eat the pigs?
Oh yeah, they love it.
And it would be valuable then, if they're raising them at home?
Oh yeah. Pigs were very valuable, and that was the major source of protein. To say, I want to go home, we say, 我要回家。
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 我 is I. 要 want. 回家 go home. I want to go home. 我要回家。
我要回家。Hopefully not yet though, you're still going to finish the episode.
Not yet, I will say that at the end. To say you want to go home, 你要回家。
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 你要回家吗？
Not yet. 不要。And to say, I don't want to go home, 不要回家。
不要回家。
不要回家。不 is no, 要 is want. Don't want to go home. And you hear this really often when you go to Disneyland and the children will say, 不要回家。I don't want to go home, 不要回家。So that means they're having a lot of fun.
And the parents are all saying, 我要回家。
That's right, they go crazy. Right, so 我要回家, I want to go home, 你要回家, you want to go home, I don't want to go home, 我不要回家, 不要回家, okay.
There's lots and lots of songs written about missing home.
Right.
And 我要回家. We've actually got one of those,
mm-hmm.
which a friend really helped us to write the words for in Chinese.
Yeah.
He came up with this kind of phrase,
mm-hmm.
十万八千里.
Oh, okay.
108,000 miles away.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And just meaning your home feels so far away.
Yep.
It's just one of those things where every now and again when you're abroad, you can often
mm-hmm.
miss something. Like in England, I'd miss my sandwiches, or I'd miss my,
right.
my cup of tea,
okay.
or I'd miss my, you know,
yeah.
family or something. Actually, yeah. it's people that you really miss when you're most away.
Yes. Shall we listen to the lovely song?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is lovely, and I can teach you how to express that in Chinese. 想家，
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 想 yes, and 想 means miss, I'm thinking of. 家 is home. I miss home. 我想家，
我想家，
我想家。Don't remind me, my parents are thousands of miles away.
I know, yeah, I'm already feeling a little bit, you know, I'm missing my home, but it's only a train ride away.
Yeah, but when you arrive home and you may tell your kids and just like in Japan, you often watch Japanese movies and they come home, they say, Tadaima! And I say, hey, I'm here, I'm home. And the same thing you can say in Chinese, 回家了。
回家了。
回家了。回家 is the same thing, return home, and 了, it's just the expression you use to say, hey, here I am, I'm home, 回家了。
So the 了 is the circumstances have changed. So
That's right.
I was out, 回家, now I'm back, I've returned home.
That's right.
That's a good one. Yeah, I'm going to use that.
Yep. And to describe the family members, we say 家人.
家人.
家人. 家 is home. 人 is person.
So 家, first tone?
First tone.
人.
人, second tone.
Second tone.
家人 means my family.
家人. 家人, 我回家了.
Yes, you can, but 家人 is rather formal, okay. So you don't call them, hey, family. It's, in English, it's very natural, but yeah. I've never heard people saying 家人 to call each other.
Right.
But then when they speak to their friends, they can say, hey, my family, 我家人, and that's very, very useful too. 家人.
家人.
Okay, and 家人, exactly the same sound, different character, that means fair lady.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so when you say 家人, depends on the context, people will know
you're talking about. Gotta look out for that one, yeah.
Yeah, you either talk about your family members or fair lady.
I have to ask you, what do you most miss about your hometown in Taipei?
As you said, it's people. I miss my parents, my relatives, my cousins.
Yeah.
And, of course, food.
Food, yep. So important.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of friends. Lots of friends back to Taiwan.
Mm.
And I miss them very much.
Yeah. Being between two different countries,
mm-hmm.
It's very easy to miss
yep.
the people, and you end up living... It's interesting, isn't it, living between two different places?
Yep, that's
so,
right.
Yeah. Well, I think I describe myself as having two homes now.
Mm-hmm.
One yep. in Taiwan and one here in England.
Yes, we are world citizens.
So, 回家 has... Yeah, I could be going to either country.
That's right. Okay, so thank you, Jesse, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We learned about how to say 回家, go home. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
回家了.